This is called Camino Real, which is the Spanish name for Highway 101 in California. It's the old Spanish name, but it's still called El Camino. It's a road I drive fairly frequently on my way to Los Angeles from where I live, and parts of it are very beautiful. This is a poem which comes out of what has been for me a long time reflection and question, which is that in a world of profound misery, in a world in which life is made quite simply impossible for so many, what do we do with the periods of happiness, with our own sense of happiness, whoever we are, wherever we may find that? What does it mean? I quote in this poem from two poets, one Charles Olson, who wrote in a poem called Meditations for Gerard Vandeville, "Can you afford not to make the magical study which happiness is?" The other is from a letter that the poet George Oppin wrote to his sister in 1970, which is the epigraph for this book, "I Don't Know How to Measure Happiness." Camino Real. Hot stink of skunk, crushed at the vineyard's edge, hawk-skied, carrion clean clouds ranging themselves over enormous autumn. That scribble, edged and skunky, as the great road winds on toward my son's house 7 hours south. Walls of the underpass, smudged and blistered eyes gazing from armpits. The wanter wanted, armed in love and dangerous, wanted for wanting. To become the scholar of, to list, compare, contrast events, to footnote lesser evils, calmly to note bed springs, describe how they were wired to which parts of the body, to make clear-eyed assessments of the burnt-out eye, investigate the mouth bit and the mouth, the half-swole slippery flesh, the enforced throat, the whip they played you with, the back road games, the beatings by the river. Oh, to list, collate, commensurate, to quantify. I was the one. I suffered. I was there. Never to trust to memory only, to go back, notebook in hand, dressed as no one there was dressed, over and over to quantify on a gridded notebook page. The difficulty of proving such things were done for no reason, that every night in those years, people invented reasons for torture. Asleep now, head in hands, hands over ears, O you who do this work, every one of you, every night. Driving south, Santa Barbara's barbarous landscaped mind, lest it be forgotten in the long sweep down coast, let it not be exonerated, but oh, the light on the raw Pacific silks. Charles Olson, can you afford not to make the magical study which happiness is? I take him to mean that happiness is in itself a magical study, a glimpse of the unhandicapped life as it might be for anyone, somewhere, a kind of alchemy, a study of transformation, else it withers, wilts. That happiness is not to be mistrusted or wasted, though it ferment in grief. George Oppen to June Degnan, I don't know how to measure happiness. Why measure? In itself, it's the measure. At the end of a day of great happiness, if there be such a day, drawn by love's unprovable pull, I write this, sign it, Adrienne.